For this reason I kneel before the Father, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Father Thomas, would you offer a blessing and let us celebrate, you know, this marvelous experience of what has brought so many thousands of people together?
Well, a blessing really means affirmation of something, or especially someone. And all of us as humans really need and are blessed by that kind of affirmation. And we see how important blessing is in the Torah, where the patriarchs had special blessings for their sons, and that gave their sons a sense of identity and continuity and loyalty and commitment to the values that Israel and its God had communicated to it. So I'm no patriarch. I'm just one of many seekers who is stumbling along and more aware of my failures than of any success. If there is any success, it belongs entirely to God and the mercy of God. It's worth affirming the good that God has enabled us to do. And a movement of the whole human family into transformation, which is also collaboration with God's evolutionary, spiritual evolutionary plan. So, from God's perspective, I have great confidence in the future that God's love will triumph over every obstacle. But it seems like he wants to try out every obstacle or let it happen, so that nobody in the end will ever consider that it came from any place else. He's invited us to become his most intimate companions and sharers of the divine nature, and does everything possible to get us there. So there's no question of God's intention. The issue is whether we'll consent. And that's all we have to do, ultimately, accept his love. And I think if we put other projects in front of that, or even beside it, we're missing some of the great realities of life, and also its immense possibility for transformation. Every human is called to make a contribution towards the transformation of people, of individuals, which alone can enable societies to be transformed. In my affirmation or blessing, I want to thank everyone who has undertaken the transformative process, and centering prayer in particular. Whatever method you're using makes us partners and friends and admirers, and we can learn from each other. No one has asked us to judge anybody, including ourselves. So it's receiving the compassion of divine mercy and letting it flow onto others, and doing this uninterruptedly. That is the transformation that is really substantial, and certainly the one that makes sense in the Christian religion, but I see it pretty much offered in all the others. So may the next years, if God gives them to us, see the increase of centering prayer and the creative addition of other wisdom aspects that might enhance what we're doing, or at least help us to do what we have learned out of our tradition with complete commitment. And so the let us enjoy the presence of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and allow ourselves to be loved unconditionally, and so be inspired to meet the real needs of everyone in the human family, past, present, and to come. Okay? I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, for the glory and praise of God.